Okay.
For the stack.
I think Lydia.
Oh well, go ahead and let Teresa. What is there anyone else that hasn't spoken on this? Okay,
I have spoken
on it before. What I was going to say, do we have something in there about the bylaws? I mean, that's like a given that you're going to follow the bylaws. And I want to correct myself because I'm looking at Article 13 of the bylaws on conflicts of interest. It specifically addresses the director, officer, delegate, associate, station representative, employer, or member of a committee of the board or the LSD. And then it defines the conflicts of interest, which include the things that Ivan was talking about as well, accepting gifts, entertainment, or other favors from any or entity, blah, blah, because we are 501c3. Governed by charities and so forth. So, it's not out of bounds to have it in there, but I would assume that everybody is going, some of the things that Ken mentioned were actually things that we would want to call the authorities about. You know, so it's not necessarily like just a conflict of interest, so. I don't know if we want to add the additional language or not. It can be. It doesn't hurt. I just wouldn't choose to phrase it the way that that Ken did.
Okay. Teresa, your turn, and then I'd like to say something.
Well, having to do with Ivan, I would think it's just a natural part of supervising someone. If you called something to the attention of your GM, and he doesn't do anything about it, I believe the IED is in D.C., and you might want to talk to the IED right now. I would think it'd be a natural part of supervision of staff to say, you know, this is jeopardizing our licenses. Do something about it. And I'm not sure that needs to be done, put in the bylaws. I think that's part of supervising people.
Okay, and I have one more comment that I forgot.
Can I speak?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Correction. Doesn't have to be put into the job description. That's part of supervising people.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia. I'll go with.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, something that Ivan raised could also, depending on how it's playing itself out, has to do with payola. So there's all kinds of things that we would have to list. If you're going to list internal conflicts of interest, you also have to list any of the FCC conflicts. You have to list, you know, any of the CPB conflicts. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. So the list that the examples that Ken gave are actually things that are affected by other bodies, either the law, because some of, you know, stealing money is illegal, for example, or the FCC because of payola, or, you know, on and on. Conflict of interest is defined in the bylaws, but it's actually defined kind of narrowly, far more narrowly than what Ken described, so I will vote against the language.
Okay. Well, I agree with you, Lydia, on this last point, and I've sort of been arguing all along that we don't need to put everything in a job description. We expect the ED to abide by the bylaws and where he or she sees a conflict to take the appropriate measures. We expect the ED to abide by all policies that have been voted on and approved by the national board. That doesn't mean we're going to list every single policy we expect the ED to perform in the job description. I think that's it's a mistake to keep throwing in all this stuff into the job description. Look at it this way. Try to look at it from the point of view of the job applicant. They're going to look at this job description and they're going to see, like, I don't know how many, you know, we have like 25-30 points there, and they're getting more and more detailed. It's going to be off-putting to a lot of people. Why is this organization putting in all this stuff? We should expect to have an ED that's going to work in collaboration with the national board, that's going to be an honest person who's going to carry out the bylaws, who's certainly going to report violations of the law when they're discovered, and who's going to take measures to prevent those things from happening. If we don't expect that a person, if we don't expect an ED like that, then I don't know what we're doing here. So that's my take on it.
Okay, this is Ken. Just let's vote on it.
Okay.
Maybe there's not an objection.
Then, yeah, maybe there's nothing but an objection. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we have a roll call on that?
Let me just read it once more. Assuring that all real or apparent conflicts of interest are reported, investigated, and addressed as required in the bylaws. Lydia, are you going to do the vote?
Maybe she's off the call.
Is there anybody that's for it?
Just Ken.
Just Ken.
Well, we have to.
Okay, I'll do the roll call and give it to Lydia when she comes back. Ken, Aaron, yes. Ivan?
No.
Okay. Teresa?
No.
All right. Nia?
No.
Okay, Lydia?
No.
Okay, and Alex, you're not voting. So there's one yes and four no. I don't have any other things, because you said coordinating fund drives and stuff you felt was in stated somewhere else. In the copy I have, I don't have a list of minimum requirements, so I don't know if there was any. But I'm done with all of my notation.
Okay, and I think, Nia, you had something to propose?
May I make a comment before we leave this subject? This is Lydia.
Yes.
In response to Ivan. I actually think that what Ivan raised, which affects all of the stations to varying degrees, would be an excellent issue to discuss at our upcoming in-person meeting in November. We rarely have the option of having that kind of a discussion, but I think that we should as a full board. That's all. That's just a comment.
Yeah. Ken, I just want to make one comment on it, too. Just I'll do it real fast. I agree. You know, I'm really interested in handling all of this, and it's always a question of discretion. If somebody takes a pencil home, and, you know, you're not going to waste the time to discipline them. However, it has to be done indiscriminately with all activities. Otherwise, it's prejudicial. You go after somebody who's got a questionable grant, and it looks like persecution, and a selective prosecution.
I think we're getting off topic, really.
I know we are, so I'm done. That's all.
Aren't these the kind of questions we may want to ask prospective applicants in an interview?
Yeah, perhaps. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Just keep in mind, we have to have some questions we're going to ask in interviews. Okay, Nia?
Okay. I just wanted to say that in terms of, that would be 28.5, which is retainers with old attorneys may only be entered into with board approval in the form of a motion passed by the collector authorizing said contract. I move that Secretary Lydia Brazon please verify that was in fact struck before this is deleted from the final version of the ED job description to be posted on the various sites, because that's not my recollection.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, I will be free on Sunday to listen to the audio. So probably by Sunday afternoon, I could confirm that, because I'll listen.
Okay.
Right now. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
We also have to check the minutes. The minutes of the, I think it might have been the October 4th meeting of the National Board, because there were some amendments to the eating job description were passed at that meeting.
Oh, I can, but that wasn't, we didn't get to the point of passing it. It was at that juncture that we moved to refer, but...
we didn't pass...
I'll check those minutes as well.
Yeah, let's specific. We didn't finish it, but we did actually vote on some amendments to the job description and then passed it on to the committee.
Right, but I'm just saying on that particular one, we didn't. Our committee voted on it at the last meeting, I believe. But anyway, I'll check the audio and I'll check the minutes of both.
Okay. We'll just have to straighten that out. That's all. I appreciate that. If there are no further amendments to the ED job description, we can vote now on the final amended version of the ED job description. Please do not ask me to read it. Do we have a motion to approve the amended version of the ED job description?
I so move, Teresa.
Okay. Are there any objections?
This is Lydia, just with the caveat that we already articulated about the confirmation of that one vote, that one section. And in that, I have no objection.
Okay. I guess the way we'll deal with that is if it was confirmed
correct.
That we did vote to delete that language, it's out of the description.
Right.
If we didn't, then it remains in since
that's
nobody
right.
is.
With that okay. caveat, I have no objection.
Okay, that's fine.
Did we vote? Or did no objection?
Well, I have a point of information. The policy, because now what we're saying is if it was not struck, it stays in. It may not have been discussed or whatever. I don't remember. My point of information is that a policy that was passed by the PNB that all attorneys or legal assistants hired required PNB approval?
I don't know, and that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing what goes in the job description.
Right. So I wouldn't concur with adding it if it hadn't been struck. So you're saying if we don't object, then if it hasn't been struck by the PNB or by this committee, then it goes in.
Well,
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
The policy, I don't think it was approved policy, so therefore we'd be making policy by putting it in the job description, and then somebody would lean on it.
I'm pretty sure we did strike that language, so I'm not...
Okay, so I'm saying, that's all I'm saying. With what you just said, I can't agree with that. You know, if we found it wasn't struck, then it goes in.
Well, how else would you resolve this?
I'll put it up without that, and if it wasn't struck, we'll debate it, and then we'll modify it. To be submitted without that, and then have a motion to amend it.
Motions to amend the job description after the job description is posted is a little tricky. I mean, if it's something trivial, like adding that the location of the job is in Berkeley, we could do that. But if it's something more substantive, that gets a little tricky. So I don't know. I don't know what you want to do then.
I want to post it without that.
Okay. Well, then make a motion.
We've already voted on this. Why are we,
Well, since we don't have the minutes and nobody seems to remember 100% whether we did strike it or not, it's a little unclear what we should be doing at
this point. This is Lydia.
Yes. Check.
If the minutes indicate one way or another, I mean, we've already voted, so wouldn't it take like a motion to rescind and vote all over again with a different membership? And
yeah, I agree.
We voted at a previous meeting. So that reality doesn't change, just whatever that is, right? And if all of us can check. We can all check the audio. So it's not just taking my word for it. All of us have the ability to check that audio.
We could amend it later. I'm just saying it gets tricky amending a job description if it's already going to be posted, and I'd like to get this posted before
right.
next week.
So I would like to move that we approve the agenda that particular portion of section 28 will go according to what we voted.
Is that okay with you?
Yes. I totally agree with that. And the only thing left out is if we didn't vote, then we'll have to amend it one way or the other. So I totally agree. And you're going to find out so that Alex can post it.
Yes, on Sunday.
Promptly.
Yeah, I'm not available tomorrow, but I can on Sunday.
Okay, with that, I agree.
Okay, so once more then, are there any objections to the ED job description with the qualification we just tried? Okay, so no objections on that. The ED job description goes forward as amended with that one qualification. We're almost out of time. We have a few minutes left. Can we get a quick consensus on the deadline for a submission of the ED application? Do we want to do 30 days like we did for the CFO?
This is Lydia.
Yes?
Yes, I recommend doing 30 days, but I don't think we should adjourn without at least coming up with an estimate of a budget so that we can move forward and post to good sites that we can discuss between meetings so we can get this going.
Okay, but I don't know how we're going to be able to do that without the executive, the interim executive director on the call who...
No, but we can say we think our estimate is that we would not more than whatever, 500, 1,000, I would say 1,000, and then you as chair can see if that's doable tomorrow.
Okay. Well, let's just dispose of this deadline.
Just pending the approval of the IED.
Okay, let's just dispose of the deadline for submissions of the ED application. Suppose if we get all the...
Point of order here. I'm sorry. What about the CFO? We didn't post that. What's the deadline for that and so forth?
We did that last time.
Yeah.
We have a deadline.
Oh, we did? Okay,
November
sorry.
18th. Yeah.
Alex, this is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
Just to go back to that paragraph 28, I just read the minutes, and the amendment failed. 7-9-0. 7 yes, 9 no, 0. So to strike, it failed.
Oh, you're talking about on the national board.
That is correct. Which is what I said.
But I believe we went over that on the committee.
Right. But
yes.
And also, to also add, remember, as the board, we set policy. So you know, to answer Ken's question, are we changing policy? I guess this is an implied policy that's in the job description.
But the open question was, what did the committee do with that section? And that's what
which
we
committee?
This, our committee.
Okay. The committee was just addressing it tonight. The question was, your statement was that it was approved, and I said no, that your amendment failed, and it did fail, because I'm looking at the minutes now. Your motion to amend, Steinberg moved to amend paragraph 28 to remove. Amendment to paragraph 28 failed by a roll call vote, 7 yes, 9 no, 0 abstentions.
Okay, that was on the national board. I thought we would try to figure out whether this committee addressed that paragraph and what the vote was.
No.
This is Ken.
Yes.
I don't think this committee had the right to override a ruling of the PNB on a full board vote. If what, accepting what Nia said is correct, then the PNB's already voted to include it in the job description. It's outside of our purview.
Okay, I think you're probably right on that. That's true. So maybe there's nothing, you know, if that's correct, then we don't have, there's nothing more to dispose of as far as the ED job description.
So it's left to the job description. Okay.
Okay.
I just did your work for you, Lydia. Just
okay,
joking.
That's fine. I will post what I think is the final version of the ED job description. It's going to be a little tricky because it's gone through several versions, and I'll post it, and I hope the other committee members take a look at it, and if I made any mistakes, let me know, okay? So once more, can we do a 30-day turnaround for the ED application? And let's suggest a date. The ED job description probably won't be ready for posting until midweek at the earliest. I'd say Wednesday or Thursday. How about 30 days from whenever next Thursday is? Does that work?
I don't know the point of information here. Doesn't it
yes.
have to relate to when we post the ads? I mean, you know, putting it up on the GloriaSpecifica.org website doesn't mean anybody besides my uncle's going to know about it. So we're going to say 30 days and posting on Pacifica? What about the ads?
Well, we try to get the ads out as fast as possible, but some of the ads may not get posted until a week after we post the job description.
Well, I would think, you know, if we're paying, especially if we're paying for an ad, we want to give it a month to run. So if we, you know, why cut it short like that? But I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience.
Okay. We could do that. We could, we might have to revisit the CFO deadline as well, then. Because that's already included in the job description. Resumes are expected back by November 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to change the dates to say 30 days from when we post the last ad or something like that?
You can use a term of art, like when a majority of the ads or a reasonable amount of the ads are posted. You don't have to leave it to some, because there's not going to be a definitive limitation on where we place the ad. Somebody might come in the last minute and say, oh, I found another place to put a free ad. That extends it for 30 days. We don't want to do that either.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, to jump it and say, you know, you're saying it's 30 days, then we place the ad, and it winds up giving 1 week to get this resumes in. It's not appropriate.
Okay.
Alex, I have a question. So the CFO job description was placed on what date?
It was placed on the Pacifica website. I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday. Maybe the Wednesday or Thursday. Might have been.
How about at all the stations or just the Pacifica website?
Well, it's supposed to be going to all the stations, and I know it's in the process of being updated on a different station website. I'm not sure how far that's going.
And who's taking care of that? I'm sorry, I just want to put it in the notes.
Well, that was Otis.
Thank you.
I sent an email to Otis and John and to the interim executive director and all that.
So I would move that the deadline for the resumes shall be 30 days after the majority of advertisements have been run.
Okay, well,
to the public. Not, you know, if you call up a place and place an ad and they don't put it out for a week.
That's true. Well, then in that case, I'm going to need the permission of the committee to to change what's posted on the Pacifica website for the deadline for the CFO job, because that's already out there.
Yeah, you have my permission.
Is that what we want?
Yeah, we should discuss this. Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Discuss it and vote it. Vote on it.
Well, okay, what would you suggest would be we should change it to? Right now it says November 18th. That's the deadline.
Alex?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought last week what we said, actually, it was... I think it was Ifia who pointed that out, that the personal committee had come up with a
and that you would look at that within that, and it's just a matter of changing the date. So, were you able to do that?
Well, we voted on this last week. We voted on the date.
We voted on 30 days from the day that it was posted on the website.
Right, and I made it clear that I'd be posting it during the week.
Yeah.
We did vote on that. We didn't consider that maybe it would be a little premature to put 30 days after we posted it if we only had one or two ads in place.
Okay. This is Lydia. What do we think of May 20th, November 30th?
I'm sorry?
What do we think about November 30th?
It's okay with me. What do other members think?
What do others think?
But could I think for a second? Alex, there was a list of places already that the personnel committee had. Did you investigate all those places? Or posted to all those places?
I sent an email about all that I did in the
I went
through the personnel committee's list.
Okay. Was it posted to the Google's group?
It was posted to the Google group.
Well, Ken has
I discussed that at the earlier part of the meeting.
Okay. Ken has me and somebody else, so I can't get that. So
I discussed it in the earlier part of the meeting. I went through all the different sites I looked at, and you know, I summarized it.
And all those are charging.
I don't want to have to repeat myself. No, they're not all charging, but there are a few free sites there. Most of the free sites, I think, are not appropriate. I found one that I thought was appropriate, and I placed an ad on it. And that's it. The paid for sites, we don't have a budget yet, so I couldn't go forward with that yet.
Okay, so it's posted on Pacifica and this other place that you thought was. What was appropriate. So then Ken's suggestion about majority of places and then 30 days after, I would actually vote for that because you just have it posted on two sites.
You're never going to get a majority of places on that original personnel committee list because most of them are not appropriate for this job.
No.
As I explained, there's a lot of those.
In general, Alex, a lot of the sites
on that list were for journalism organizations, and this is not a journalism-type job.
Okay.
That's Kent to the stack, and a better word might be an appropriate amount of websites. It's just need a term of art, a reasonable amount, an appropriate amount, not a majority.
What is it we're doing? This is Lydia. I have a substitute motion, which is to have it affirm November 30th. We need to put deadlines for ourselves in order to get it to a majority of sites quickly in the next week, no more than 2 weeks, and then that gives it a full 30 days. So,
okay.
November 30th, and then we just really need to hustle and get these things posted in the next 2 weeks.
Right. Now, are you proposing that for the CFO or for both the CFO and the ED position?
Oh, geez, now you're getting tricky. No, that was for the CFO.
Okay. That's fine with me, but we also need a deadline for the ED.
The ED I would do December 15th.
May I ask just a little question here?
Yes.
Could there possibly be a problem if we try to hire the CFO before the ED, that we would get a CFO... and then the CFO is supervised by the ED, but the CFO would be hired beforehand. I mean, should we possibly try to hire the ED before the CFO?
I think we were trying to hire them both at the same time. So
Would it not help to have the ED have some input in the hiring of the CFO? Maybe to find a complement of personalities or skill sets or something?
Well, we're going to need both an ED and a CFO, and I don't know who we're going to get first.
Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, the other thing is a discussion that has to be held with the PMB. But I think it is a nightmare to have the ED and the CFO have their contracts expire at the same time. And so I don't think it's important to have the hire at the same time. I mean, they're not going to become fast friends 2 weeks later. And but yeah, I guess if we depose the ED, we could do that November 30th as well, because right now they are at the same time. But I would that the PMB staggers their contract.
Okay, but that's a separate issue.
Well, it's a separate issue, but it's kind of the same principle, is that they're unrelated positions, and they're either going to get along or not, or they could get along famously at the beginning and not later. And do we want them conversation that the PMB has to have, but right now we just need the resumes in.
Exactly. So
my motion is to have November 30th for both.
Okay. Is there any objections?
For point of information, I thought you said November 30th, then December 15th.
I did, but I changed my mind because it's ready to go. We already approved the ED job description, and we just posted CFO yesterday, so we might as well just leave it the same time.
There's not much of a lag between them, and when it comes to posting on the paid, the paid ad, we could save a little bit of money because we could post for both jobs at the same time.
An idea.
Yeah, we could say, for the ED position, send the email here. For the CFO position, send, that's actually the language that came out of the personnel committee, was for both positions at the same time, and that would be fine for the paid ads.
Hello, this is Ivan. Can we put on Lydia's motion so we can start with the vote?
Well, I'm just asking if there's any objections. If there's none.
Yes,
so is there any objection? Okay. So we'll change the deadline for the CFO job for November 30th, and when we post the ED job, that'll be November 30th as well. I'm glad we got that out of the way. Just a couple of more little items before we adjourn. I know we're a little bit past time, but let me just... Can we agree to do the same thing for the language of the ED ad as we did for the CFO ad? We'll just work it out by clarifying through email.
Just making the changes that we approved and then
they're just minor changes, and we pretty much have it already.
Okay.
No
objection.
Okay, as for the budget, what I'll do is I'll discuss this with the interim executive director as soon as possible, and I'll communicate with you all by email as to how that's going to work.
Well, this is Lydia.
Yes.
No, I would prefer that we have a motion coming out of this committee. And so I'll just throw a figure out there, I think $1,000 for each.
$1,000 for each, I mean, it might be, what about $1,500 for both?
Okay, well, I mean, let's open it up for discussion quickly, and we can resolve this, and you can...
I don't understand.
Here.
Okay, Ivan.
Let's go for $1,000 each, and then if Summer reduces it, then to $1,500, but that's fine. But let's go with $1,000 each. At least that will give us more flexibility.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. I assume that this is a maximum that we'd be authorized to spend. That doesn't mean we necessarily need to spend all of it, right?
No, of course. We're going to try to go to as many free sites, but like the CPA site that was referred to me, there is some cost involved. I don't know what it is, or the one that you said that was maybe too expensive, but it may be a great place to post something. So, and then, you know, we start out obviously with the free site, but of course, yes.
This is Nia? Okay. So can we simplify the motion and vote, because we went way beyond time, an average of 1,000 each. How is that? Because, like,
I'm not sure what an average means. I think we're just asking for authorization to spend up to a certain amount.
Right. Or you would say if an average of the 1,000 each would be 2,000 for both, because maybe one we would need to spend a little bit more and the other one a little bit less. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so what we'd ask of the IED is to give us authorization to spend up to $2,000.
Yes. For both.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we can work which one would need the most or whatever.
And I'm hopeful that we actually will spend a lot less than that. But it's a little unclear how much we need. So.
Okay, let's vote. That's easy.
Okay. Are there any objections to asking the IED for authorization to spend up to $2,000 for both? Okay. Then that motion passed, and I will communicate that to the IED. And I think that's all we have time for tonight.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Don't forget, we're meeting Sunday next week.
When?
Sunday.
Oh, we're meeting Sunday next week?
Yes, that was the motion that we passed last week, that we're going to meet alternate Fridays and Sundays.
Okay. I will, yeah. Okay, great.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.